Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
With us today is John Fenderson, Senior Technical Product Manager for Bayer Westbred, who says as we've arrived here in September, it's time to make your final wheat seed selections for 2024.
I would definitely say to get with your seed supplier as soon as possible. I know that we did harvest some seed this year. Growers may want to plant seed that they've got in the bin. I would tell them to make sure that they've got good germination tests, that they select that as their choice. But for Westbred seed, you know, you need to buy it new each year from the dealer. That seed's going to be tested. It's going to be conditioned. It's going to be treated if you want it that way. And you can be ensured that you're going to get what you want, get it when you need it, and get high-quality seed.
Thanks, John. To learn more about Westbred's wheat varieties and help you seize the season, go to westbred.com. There you can find more about the selections Westbred has for the Southern Plains, as well as how to find a Westbred seed supplier. Go to westbred.com.
Well, feeder cattle prices have increased sharply in 2023. In the last 4 weeks, prices for lightweight calves and stockers under 600 pounds has actually averaged about 45% higher year over year, with heavier feeder cattle prices up slightly less, from 37 to 40%. This information coming from Dr. Darrell Peel at Oklahoma State University. He's the Extension Livestock Marketing Specialist. Peel says cattle prices are trending higher in response to ever-tightening cattle and beef supply fundamentals. The beef cow herd on January 1 of 2023 was the lowest since 1962. Peel said it's still getting smaller. The projected 2023 U.S. calf crop is 2.5 million heads smaller than the recent peak in 2018 and leads to an estimated July 1 feeder cattle supply down 3.6% year over year, and also the smallest since 2017. Now, feedlot inventories have been smaller year over year since September of 2022. Cattle slaughter also down 3.9% so far this year, leading to a 4.9% year-over-year decrease in beef production for the year to date. Peel says feeder cattle prices have reached record levels or are rapidly approaching those record levels. All feeder steer and heifer prices for animals over 600 pounds are already at new record levels. Prices for lightweight feeders are expected to reach new record levels in the next coming weeks and months. And of course, a lot of figures going out of date because feeder cattle prices are still continue to be moving higher. Cattle prices have advanced quickly, in some ways faster than expected, said Peel. The highest cattle prices will occur when herd rebuilding begins in earnest. The retention of heifers and reduced cow culling will squeeze feeder cattle supplies, cattle slaughter, and beef production to sharply lower levels. This process has not started yet and is expected to proceed rather slowly when it does begin. To read more from Dr. Darrell Peel and his Cow-Calf Corner, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. Well, labor shortages are being seen all across the country, including in Oklahoma. Associate Farm Editor Reagan Kalk had the opportunity to speak with CEO and co-founder at Helio, Arthur Erickson, about how precision crop spraying drones can help increase sustainability and tackle some of those labor challenges.
But I think generally what we see in the agricultural industry is, just simply put, young people don't want to work out in the fields. And so naturally, of course, you are left with farmers who have a lot of crops to treat or a lot of crops to harvest and not enough hands to do so. So where the drones come in, of course, is they are just a force multiplier. Now, the drones still need human operators to utilize, except that the fact is you could have one human controlling four or five or six drones, right? And that means that human is able to really extend their power, their efficiency over an entire field.
To hear that complete conversation with Reagan and Helio, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. You've got farm news on Ron. As a livestock producer, you want to make sure you're always protecting your investments and your bottom line. Livestock Risk Protection, or LRP, might be for you. Clay Bertram at Ag Risk and Apache tells us more.
The key things about LRP is, number one, you don't have to sell your cattle. Number two, it's not a morbidity policy. And number three, it gives you that peace of mind to sleep at night.
To speak with the folks at Ag Risk Management and Insurance at Apache, call 580-588-5099. They are an equal opportunity provider. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.